Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship and spiritual life coach, Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. We have another guest on today, everybody. This is how we're doing it. Danielle Matthews is here. Danielle Matthews is a brain trauma survivor, renowned public speaker, and ASEA Diamond Executive. We're going to find out what that is. And holds a degree in biology. You know, we have to find out where she got this degree from as well. In June of 2012, Danielle was hit by a drunk driver and sustained a traumatic brain injury, setting her life on a different course. She learned to take the trauma and shift it into something that fueled her growth. Welcome, Danielle Matthews, to the Heart Matters, everybody. How you doing, Danielle? You all right?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, thanks for having me on here.
All right, I appreciate you coming on because, you know, yeah. All right, so let's jump into this thing because we got to find out some things. First of all, what is ASEA? What is that?
So you pronounce it ASEA.
ASEA.
Yeah, and it means of the sea, from the sea. It's a company, and they're a biotech company. They have a technology called redox signaling, and their technology is what changed my life. As you mentioned in the intro, I had a brain injury, and doctors actually told me after a year that was going to be my new normal. They said my body had done all the healing it would do, and I was still dealing with massive migraines, couldn't concentrate for more than 10 minutes. I was sensitive to noise, to light, basically sleeping all the time because I had no energy. And I was 24 when they told me that. And I just thought, this can't be it. You know, this can't be everything. And we kept searching and we kept looking. And an acupuncturist actually had come across the ASEA. It's the thing that's behind me. It's this blue bottle. For those on audio, sorry, you can't see it. But, you know, this is something that when you drink it, it restores the communication that your cells use to find out, like, where is their damage? And it just allows the body to detect it so your body can do the repair work. It was, the way it was described to me was like there was one bar of service in my body. Like, the communication was just, the signal was too weak because there was so much damage. So I started drinking this stuff, and it wasn't overnight, you know, and I don't think any sort of healing is miraculous overnight like that. But about 3 months of using it, the pounding that had been in my head for 2 years stopped. Started to concentrate again. I started to have energy again. As I stayed on it, my sensitivities to noise and light went away. It truly, I believe, is the thing that restored my body. And interestingly, I believe that when things come into our life, they do for a reason. And I believe I went through that accident and came across this technology because I was well suited to share it. You know, my background's in biology. I understand how the body works. I had been a teacher prior to my injury. And I clearly knew that this technology worked. And so I said to myself, Lewis, like, this is what I'm meant to do. So I started educating people about this, explaining my story, how it worked, the science behind it. And one thing led to another. 8 years later, I've helped thousands of people. My reach has gone around the globe. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful thing what's come out of this this accident and what was a tragedy into what it is now.
Okay. All right. So let's go back then. Let's go back to 2012.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So what happened here? What was going on here? What does this guy do?
Yeah. So little background. I went to University of Virginia, graduated a degree in biology, and I had started doing Teach for America. I gave 2 years to teach before I was going to go on to grad school. I had just finished my 2 years of teaching. I was back home visiting family, visiting friends, and gone out. Baltimore City, Maryland is where I was. I'd gone out for a friend's birthday. Next morning, woke up early to meet my parents to go to a wedding. So it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving out South Charles Street, if anybody knows Baltimore. And it's one way each way. Okay. And there's parallel parked cars like around the street. So there's like nobody out on the road because it's early Saturday morning. But I looked up and a car was coming across the midline. And I remember thinking like, oh, I guess he's turning. Because I was turning too up at the street, but it didn't turn. And then I thought, well, maybe he's swerving around something in his lane, you know, and this is happening, I mean, in seconds. And I look and there's nothing there. And then I look up the driver, like, well, what are you doing, buddy? You know? And I look up and this man is passed out, completely slumped over, and I couldn't do anything. Your instinct is not to turn into like oncoming traffic. Your instinct is to turn. I couldn't because there are parked cars. And we hit headlight to headlight, I mean, completely head on. And my car spun around, all the airbags went off, you know, it jerked him awake and down the road. He woke up and, you know, turned off the road. But I walked away from the accident. Interestingly, I physically was fine. Thank goodness. The car took all the impact, but my brain, because of the force of the impact and how fast he was going when he hit me, my brain moved inside of my skull and it hit my skull. And I had damage to the myelin sheath in my brain, which caused me to my processing speed was just super slow. It was like thinking through mud. Like everything was just not firing like it could. The diagnosis was post concussion syndrome was the diagnosis when it didn't like clear up, and they classified it as a mild TBI, a mild traumatic brain injury.
Wow. All right, so how long did this go on before you found
the ICU?
I see it. How long did this go on?
2 years. I lost my job because I couldn't work. I couldn't focus, couldn't handle life. I was basically in a dark room, blackout fabric on the windows. I mean, I couldn't handle. It felt like naturally, I felt like a flashlight was being shined in my eye, you know? So it just wasn't working well. And I ended up moving back with my parents, trying to focus on getting healthy. The Western medicine community, my neurologist, basically, you said, there's nothing you can do. Just sit and wait. It should clear up. And then at my 1 year appointment told me, this is your new normal. Like there's nothing more that can be done. So I thought, well, Western medicine doesn't have the solutions. And I started looking at alternative things. I did hyperbaric oxygen treatments, neurobiofeedback. I changed my diet. I mean, I went at this thing because I wanted my life back. And nothing was really doing it. And it wasn't until the call from the acupuncturist and the ASEA. And honestly, like I was skeptical, like I didn't share this before, but for 6 months, I actually refused to drink that stuff because the biologist in me was like, this sounds too good to be true. I heard about this in school, you know? And it just sounded too simple, but it ended up being the answer. And so I started taking that 2 years. I was dealing with all of those symptoms for 2 years. And then once I started the ASEA, it took like 90 days. I mean, it took 3 months before I even noticed it working. And as I stayed on it, more and more started to happen. And, you know, I got my life back in the years that followed.
Okay. Well, how did you become a diamond executive? How did this happen? You know, what happened there?
As I started to get healthy, I started to think about what is it that I want to do with my life? You know, because when the accident happened, I couldn't work. And my whole life, I'd kind of been programmed to go to school, get a good job, you know, make good money. And so you have to show up to get paid. And when I couldn't work, I couldn't earn. And it was like this, I couldn't unknow that fact. And I thought, I don't want to go back into that situation. I want to create something where if I lose my health again, I'll still earn money. And I was like, I don't know how you do that, but I want to do that. And I also knew I wanted to have purpose because my accident taught me this. And again, I can't unknow it. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. This could be our last day here. I was doing nothing wrong that morning, you know, and this guy made a decision that changed my life, could have ended my life. And so I was saying to myself and to my parents, I want to do something where I can help other people. I want to help everyone else wake up to the power that is inside of them, that they can create the life they want, that, you know, that tomorrow isn't guaranteed. So enjoy today, you know, bring joy into your life today. And it was my mom who said, Danielle, I think you should align with ASEA. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, well, they have the ability, you can essentially, it's like becoming almost an affiliate. They do it through network marketing. It's through word of mouth. She said, people can purchase it through you. And I was like, what? I said, I think those things are like scams, mom. And then they call them pyramid schemes. I was like, it's a scam. And she said, no, Danielle, it's not. She said, you don't understand it. And of course I didn't. I mean, I didn't know business. I knew science like that. I'm a biologist. And she said, why don't you come and meet the company? And I, so I did. I went to a conference and I heard the founder of this company speak and blown away. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting, you know, sales and blah, blah, blah. No, this man never talked about money at all. He talked about people. He said, we have such a profound product. It changes lives. This is something that my dad wants to be his legacy. His father had founded the company. And he said, I know what this can do. And we need the right people that are centered on purpose and principles and serving people and are not centered on their egos and are not centered on the economics of the situation, but they serve first and they do what's best for the person in front of them, not what's best for them. And they're present in the moment and they express gratitude. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was listening to him talk. And I thought, these are all the lessons I had learned through my injury and how I kind of viewed life. And I thought, man, what other types of people will be attracted to work with a company like this? I want to meet them, you know, and they were global. They're in over 30 countries. And I thought, wow, I can meet people from all over the world and I could expand business all over the world, right? If I figured out how. And it was so clear. You know, those moments in life where it's just like, I mean, it was like I was getting these intuitive hits. I was getting goosebumps. My heart was saying yes. My mind was going, you're crazy, Danielle. You're a biologist, Danielle. You don't know anything about business, Danielle. Like you have no one to talk to, Danielle. You know, my mind was like at me, but my heart was saying, this is what you're meant to do. You're going to have purpose. You're going to be able to make an impact. Follow. And I thank goodness I listened to my heart. And I moved to Florida. I didn't know a soul except the guy I'd moved down there to be with. And I got out into the community. I started sharing my story. I started connecting with people. And it's amazing how the universe opens doors for you when you get into motion. And I just got into action. I said yes to things. And one thing led to another. You know, I ended up sharing with somebody that shared with somebody that, you know, now there's over 2,000 people that have been impacted with this. And through that, you know, I reached the level of diamond in the company, which is just, I mean, it's an exciting like pinnacle to reach, but it's a reflection of lives I've touched. And, you know, I didn't achieve any of that without helping a lot of people on their own health journeys. And it has been like so rewarding. I get paid in goosebumps. it's the best.
Okay, so what is this product consist of? What is, where does it come from?
Yeah, so the answer to it is it's made in Pleasant Grove, Utah. That's where they make it, shipped all over the world. But what's in it are these reductant and oxidant molecules. And they're the same that your body makes. And so get into a little science, but not too deep. Your body's like a sack of saline, right? You cry, it's salty. You sweat, it's salty. Your cells are sacks of saline. And the body uses the sodium and the chloride from salt and the hydrogen and oxygen from water. And it sources those building blocks to make a lot of different molecules. I think one that a lot of people are familiar with, like water is H2O. Hydrogen peroxide is H2O2. Right? One more oxygen and it becomes hydrogen peroxide. That molecule is very different and has a very different role in the body than water. So the body is, you know, making different combinations. If they end up with a negative charge, it's known as a reductant. It gives an electron. if it has a positive charge, it's an oxidant and it takes an electron. And when we get down to the level of cellular communication, everything's electron transfer. That's how the signal is happening. That's how the communication is happening. You made a lot of these molecules when you were young. And as you get older, you make less. ASEA, the scientists there, they figured out how to create the same molecules outside of your body. So saline is what goes in. That's why I was so confused when I first learned about it. I was like, it sounds like salt water. I didn't understand. But they, like the body, they rip apart the bonds and then they reformulate. And so you have these reductants and oxidants. And now they have, you know, labs that study it and prove that it's these reductants and oxidants. And they've got some amazing studies they've done over the years. But that's what's in the bottle. And what's cool about it is when you drink it, it's native to you. So the body recognizes it as if it made it. So that means nobody can be allergic. Like there's no toxicity that can come into the system. Every drug has a toxic, you know, level because your liver and your kidneys, you can't process it. They couldn't find an LD50 on this. And it won't contraindicate, which that's why I'm like so confident in educating people about it, because it can't hurt anybody. It doesn't matter if you're on a medication or you're taking supplements, your body's already interacting with redox and that medicine. You add in these molecules, for some people, now they no longer need the medicine. That's what happened to me. I was taking a prescription for migraines and, you know, it was trying to basically medicines. They're really good at targeting a symptom and masking it, you know, resolving that symptom, but they're not good at getting to the root of the issue. Like, well, why did you even have that symptom in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Western medicine is good at. That's what redox does. Redox doesn't go after a migraine. It goes and it says what cells are damaged, which cells are not functioning properly, and it gets them functioning properly. So then migraines don't manifest, right? And so I was able to actually get off of my migraine medication. Now, I don't tell people to stop their meds, obviously consult your doctor, but it's just a different way of looking at supporting the body and healing. And I've seen amazing things.
Okay, so this was right up your alley because you understood. So you understood once you looked into it,
yes.
You understood the biological effect that it would have on the body once you looked into it.
Oh yeah, Lewis, when I actually, after it changed me, because I was so skeptical, I was telling my parents, like, you're wasting your money. Why am I drinking this? Like, I thought it was BS. I thought it was just salt water. And then it changed my health. And I was like, how did it do that? What is this stuff? And I got on the phone with a member of their medical board. It was actually my cognitive therapist that had worked with brain injury for 30 years. And she was like, Danielle, I've never seen someone heal so rapidly, so far out from their initial trauma in 30 years. And she said, what the hell is that stuff? I was like, I don't know. So we got on the phone with this doctor and he was talking to her, but I was listening. And it was like, you know, those light bulb moments. I was having like all of these hits of like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Because the way I understood it was that this could go in and help any living thing. It could help a plant. It could help any animal, could help any human. And it's going to help that being where it has damage. And it's going to repair it. So, you know, a dog, like my dog, I live in the woods and we're outside a lot. And so he ends up with cuts and bites and whatever. I put the redox on him. They have a gel now. I can rub the gel directly over whatever he's done to himself. And the repair is stimulated to that area. And I remember listening on that phone and I thought the potential of this is massive. You know, it's kind of like when they discovered penicillin. And it, like, what a weird story, because it's like, oh, mold, right? Mold is going to help your body fight infection. And it's like, wait, what? And it took a while for it to catch on, like decades. And I was sitting there going, this is going to be the same thing. Like, if people understood this on the level that I do, it would be a household name. Like, you would put redox on everything. But people don't know yet. And it sounds so weird because it, like, the way we're conditioned to look, we look at ingredients, it looks like saline, but that's because that's what goes in. And then after 3 days process, like, it's totally different. But on a label, they have to put the actual ingredients that go in, just like on like angel food cake. The ingredients don't say angel food cake. They say flour and eggs. You add energy, you get a very different thing. It's the same here. And so it was super exciting. I honestly believe life literally, it unfolds to prepare you for the next phase. And I know I got my degree in biology, and I know I taught for 2 years, and I know I went through that accident so that all three of those aspects of me could come together to do this and help thousands of other people.
Okay, well, how does it taste?
That's a good question. It's not like it tastes good, but it doesn't taste bad. So it varies. It depends on how toxic your body is and how out of balance your system is. Most commonly, people say it tastes like pool water. Like they jumped into the swimming pool with their mouth open, you know, like a little bit of like that chlorine-y kind of vibe. That's most common. But like for me now, it just tastes like water. I can't tell the difference. And it's interesting. If I feel like, you know, when you feel like you're coming down with something, and like you can tell my body's fighting, the ASEA will start to taste different to me. It starts to taste worse. And that's when I know, oh my God, my body is out of balance. So I actually drink more when it tastes bad.
Okay, so how often do you drink?
I drink it daily. So I drink it in the morning and at night. And I drink 8 ounces. So I do 4 ounces in the morning, 4 ounces at night. The sweet spot for people is between 4 and 8 ounces. I just, having lost my health once, I'm like, I want to do everything I can to keep myself healthy. So I do this proactively and like let my body repair whatever it needs to before I know it was an issue. But 4 ounces a day is, you know, 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces at night. It's like a little shot, and you take it and you actually swish it in your mouth for 30 seconds. Cause a lot of it gets absorbed sublingually, and then you swallow it, and then you just wait 5 minutes, eat, drink, do whatever else. So it's pretty simple. Like it's an easy thing to add in. I have it next to my toothbrush. So it's like, I do it in the morning, I do it at night, and it's just done.
Okay. All right. Now this is my next question. Is it expensive?
It's all relative compared to what, right? So I would say like a tube of the gel, for example, you can get it for $50 retail. And they have like this subscribe and save option. So then it's like 40. To me, that's nothing. Like this stuff is like first aid in a tube, like with what it does, blows me away. The liquid, they sell it in like a 4 bottles. Okay. They sell a case at a time, and it's 160 retail. It's 130 wholesale. So it comes out to like $4 or $5 a day, which to me is like nothing. You know, I think about when I was trying to get better from my injury, we spent probably 20 grand on therapies and things. My cognitive therapist, I'd see her weekly, and she was like $180 a pop every time I went to see her. She was helpful, but she didn't heal me. And all of a sudden, we spend that for a month on ASEA, and 3 months later, my body's doing great. It's the most inexpensive thing we did. It got me where I was actually trying to go. So yeah, you know, I often think medications are really interesting, like the cost of them. I think we're blind to the cost of it because of, you know, our health insurance, or some people that don't have health insurance, they realize the cost of it. What's interesting is this technology, I mentioned it was a biotech company. They were going to sell the patents to the process of stabilizing these reductants and oxidants to a pharmaceutical company. And that negotiation actually happened back in 2008. The company basically said, once we have it, you need to shut down production and take your beta test group off of it. And the gentleman that had owned the patent said, well, I can't do that. Some of these people are only here because of the product. I need to continue to get it to them. And they said, it's not going to be something we're bringing to market. And it was at that point that the founder said, it switched for me. He said, you know, all of a sudden this became not about making money and a business deal. It became about, he said, 6 people that I knew needed the product. So he walked away from a multi-million dollar deal. And I often think a couple of things. Number one, how interesting that this landed in his hands, because how many other people would have just sold it? And had they sold it, I think one of two things would have happened. What it seemed like they were saying was they would have shelved it. They would not have brought it to market. The other alternative, which, I mean, I don't want to get into a whole thing here, but what I learned is that the medical community isn't necessarily incentivized by helping us be healthy. It's better business if we stay on something, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, I learned a lot about that. And so I thought, you know, I wouldn't put it past them to not bring it to market, because it would help people get off medicines. But then the other alternative was that they would bring it to market, but can you imagine what it would cost? Something that is known to help the body repair faster from, you know, a procedure, from a wound that you get. Like, I mean, it is like the things that I've witnessed this do, it's incredible. But the way that our FDA works, you can only have a drug application, you know, for a specific thing. So Redox isn't specific, it's non-specific. And so it would have been millions of dollars to do a study on, you know, Parkinson's, a study on burn victims, a study on asthma. And I wonder what would have happened. And we are where we are, so we'll never know. But, you know, now here it is, 2023, and ASEA has now been around for 13 plus years, and they're in the supplement category, so they can't make a medical claim, but you can see the research, the structure function studies that they're doing, mind-boggling as to the mechanism of action, like how it's actually supporting the body in staying regulated, keeping our gene expression regulated, our antioxidants activated, repair, you know, it's pretty cool. I hate to get into all the science and stuff, but I nerd out on it. I get super excited.
I understand. I get it, because it's unfortunate that they shouldn't have put the label supplement on it, because it's actually not that.
Not. Well, here's, you know, the crazy thing.
Even though he didn't sell it, and fortunately he didn't do that, because it wouldn't have been beneficial for the public. It wouldn't have been, right? But just them labeling it a supplement is hurting the product. Well, because it's more than a supplement. It's more than that.
I know. It's like a bio replenishment, you know, but here's what's interesting. There's no category for it. So what's been fascinating is as the company has expanded beyond the US, they have had challenges with every single government because of how to classify it. Some people want to classify it as an electrolyte drink. Some want to classify it as bottled water. And we're like, no, that's not what it is. So it's, it's certainly something that has been challenging.
An electrolyte drink, like Gatorade.
Yes, that was the Philippines, yeah.
Yikes.
It's like, wait, what are you talking about? And a lot of it actually has to do with taxes, how they can tax you based on, that's why some governments will, you know, put it in a certain.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. All right, Daniel, tell me about the TED Talk.
Sorry about that. The UPS guy just delivered a package. My dog just went a little crazy. Oh, goodness. So, sorry, say that again.
Tell me about the TED Talk.
So I haven't done TED Talk yet. I have these percolating in my head. It's going to be about post-traumatic growth.
Have you been approached?
I've not been approached by the TED stage, but I've had so many prior TED Talk speakers tell me, like, Danielle, where are you and why aren't you doing that? you need to get out there. So it hasn't happened yet. I've spoken on many stages. And I absolutely love it. It's so interesting. I prior to my accident was completely introverted. Like if you put me in a group setting, I was like wallflower. You know, I didn't say anything. Because of my accident and because of all the time I spent with myself, I mean, imagine 2 years where you can't do anything much but lay around and be with yourself. I got to know myself on such a deep level, and I was able to work through so many limiting beliefs and like thoughts that were so toxic and not helpful. And I now have a confidence that is unbelievable. And the first time I was asked to speak, it was at an event that someone with ASEA has been putting on. They asked me to come and do a little training, and I was nervous, but I got up there and it's like, I was in such a flow state. You know, and from that, someone in the back of the room said, can you speak at this event? You know, and then it was just like one thing after another. It's been such an amazing evolution, and it's certainly going to be happening more and more now that the pandemic is behind us. I think it's something that I can put a little bit more focus on.
Hi, Danielle. I appreciate you coming on and letting us know about this. I might have to look into it, you know, because I just found out a couple of weeks ago that I have vertigo. Oh, so I might have to look into it, you know, because this thing has me down a certain day. Yesterday, I couldn't even get out of the bed. So I might have to look into this ASEA, you know.
To see if, I'd be happy to share. I dealt with the same things. I used to be so dizzy. Like, I couldn't even lay on my left side because I would be, like, so out of it. So I can relate. And I'm happy. Happy to teach you. Happy to teach anybody. I mean, anybody listening, like, I'm so passionate that people get empowered with knowledge. You know, I don't care what you do with the information, but it's like, you don't know what you don't know. This is not coming through a traditional avenue. You're not going to see a commercial about it. You know, you see commercials about drugs. You're not going to see a commercial about a solution. And you're hearing about it here. So I just, Louis, I'm grateful to you for this platform and for the, you know, the connection you're making for people. But guys, reach out. You know, I'll put Instagram's the easiest place, and I can put that information, you know, I'll give it to you. And just send me a message. There's info in my bio about it too. Like, just come learn about it. And get your questions answered, because it's not like anything you've ever heard of before. So it takes a minute to wrap your head around it. Even as a biologist, probably 6 months before I went, okay, like, I'm really, really now getting, like, it's all clicking in with the power of this.
All right, Danielle, appreciate you coming on and sharing this with us. And I hope you have a good trip. And I'm gonna get this out as soon as I possibly can, so people can see it and hear it and get this information. All right.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Louis. And I look forward to seeing if we can help you with your vertigo.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. That was Danielle Matthews. We appreciate her coming on and sharing with us about ASEA Redox. I'm going to look into it myself, you know, because as I mentioned, I just found out a couple of weeks ago that I have vertigo. So I'm going to look into it. Once again, I thank her for coming on. If you don't already know, I mentioned in the previous podcast that I'm looking to start a whole new podcast, not The Hard Matters, a whole new podcast with a co-host. I'm looking for a female co-host from the age of 35 to 55, who, of course, believes in God. I would prefer that she has a religious background, Christian, Muslim, Jewish. If she would like to partner with me on a brand new podcast, we would do everything together, pick the title, subject matter, days of recording, days of release, thumbnail, whatever the case, whatever is connected to the podcast, we would collaborate on it. It would be a collaborative effort. And we would agree upon everything before we start doing it and put it out. So if you know anyone, or if you're interested in it, please just send me an email at Louis, L-O-U-I-S, at Louis Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, coaching.com, and put it podcast host or podcast co-host, so that I'll know what the email is pertaining to. Go over to my link tree and check out the upcoming free online events that we have. We have some beautiful things coming up. I'm going to add something new, maybe in a couple of days. So just go over there to my link tree. It'll be on my link tree. You'll be to find it over there. Also, join the Patreon page. Join the Patreon page. You join the Patreon page now, I will send you all 10 volumes of the 10 Relationship Tips audio series for free if you join the Patreon page, if you become a patron on the Patreon page now. If you want to schedule a 30-minute free consultation call for relationship or spiritual life coaching, that is also in the link tree, which is linktr.ee/louis. That's linktr.ee/louismorris. I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. And we will see you again soon.